Okay, fuck that. Hey everyone, welcome to Laugh Mountain Comedy Podcast. This is the first ever episode. I'm your host, Marshall Malone, and I'm here with
Rob Mascio.
Robbie Mascio, a famed internet actor.
Jacksonvillianite.
Jacksonvillianite. Yes. You mind getting into the mic a little closer?
Yes.
Yeah, like right there.
I do mind.
No, okay. Yeah, so we don't really have a format. This is our fourth attempt, I think, at a podcast.
Third or fourth, yes.
Self-produced. There's nobody behind the cameras. I just kind of hit record and then kind of come over here, hit record on the audio, and we're just going.
Yep.
So we're gonna wing it since nobody likes us. But I thought today. So how did your day go?
My day went pretty well. Very similar to yours. I went to Chili's for lunch.
Yeah, we love Chili's.
Which we went together.
Chili's is a great establishment.
It's very good. The baby back ribs.
Yeah.
So good, you could probably create a good jingle from that.
Yeah. But, yeah, you would think. One would think. They have really great cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers, right? Green salads.
Yeah, we went about a month ago and we both got burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got drinks.
Made a video about it.
Yeah, and then today we did it as well. We did it again.
Part two.
So I guess this is where we'll show that.
Yeah.
This is the segment for... This was our trip to Chili's. So
roll that clip.
Roll that...
Wait, there's nobody
there. We don't have a clip.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have a clip. No, we have a clip. We got a clip. So I figure today I kind of just want to go and talk about whatever.
Yeah.
Do you have any weed with you?
I don't. I don't believe in it.
Oh, okay. I wish we could do that. I kind of wanted to... am I the host? Can you take over? Go ahead and you take over. Why don't you take over?
Hi.
I'm behind the desk, but this more logistical, like, this isn't even doing anything. Like, this just looks...
Actually, there's no wires.
This mixer, yeah, this mixer's just there because...
It makes it look like we're doing something.
Yeah.
Also...
Oh, we forgot to mention, yes.
Brought to you
this
by...
This show is brought to you by Chili's, but also Cotton Candy.
Cotton Candy.
You can't go wrong with a little bit of cotton candy.
Remember the last time you had it and had a stomach ache after eating it?
Because it's pure sugar.
Goes down smooth.
Yeah.
Cotton candy.
It's great for this time of year.
Oh, yeah. Carnivals. 4th of July.
Yeah, birthdays.
So what should we talk about? Do you want to talk about videos? Or?
Yeah, I want to just talk about comedy in general and kind of remind folks what we're doing. You know, we do Upside Down Creative Media. I think we'll probably release this, even though it's called Laugh Mountain. Mm-hmm. Let's go into that for a little bit.
Sure.
So what is Laugh Mountain? What is that?
Laugh Mountain was our idea to kind of... at a crossroads.
Yeah.
And wanted to kind of like, oh, maybe if we change our identity or something. And I remember doing that a couple years ago when I was taking down the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And we went through...
We smoked some pot.
Easily 100 names.
Yeah. We were sitting around...
We were doing the name generators on the phone, too, trying to figure that
out.
And
that just came out of nowhere for some reason.
Because it said Splash Mountain. We were trying to think... I was like, why don't we do something that kind of links us to Florida so it kind of gives us our name and our place of business.
Yeah.
So we thought Splash Mountain. And I was like, wait, why don't we call it like Laugh Mountain?
Yeah.
And then that was the one that stuck.
Yeah. It was good. We had a bunch of different ideas. I think the reason why it's if you followed us over the last few years, we've been doing this for... Can you please not do that?
Yeah. Sorry, Dad.
God damn it. all about the audio quality. These $15 mics. No, for me, I've been doing the marketing and stuff, and I've busted my tail, and like, I work in marketing, so I know what I'm doing, but for some reason, I can't make our shit go viral, and we've had videos that shoot up like 5,000 views in a day, and then all of a sudden, they drop off the face of the planet, which is completely bizarre, and it happens to this day. Like, we have all these spikes, and we don't pay for anything. We don't sponsor our ads, we don't do any of that, and... Mm-hmm. I just want something to go viral. And so I thought, well, maybe we're being blackballed by Google or YouTube. And we've had some evidence of things that kind of signaled us. And I was like, maybe we just need to change our brand.
Yeah.
Get a new
and
website.
Do a different channel and everything.
Yeah, just start a new, whatever you want to call it, just a new identity. And we released one video, which is actually on its own
one of our best.
Well, no, yeah, it's one of our best in terms of quality. It was the Ancestry.com parody, which this was about 2 years ago too, and I was just sitting there watching one of those Ancestry videos, and I was like, this is so over the top ridiculous.
Right.
And we've got to parody it, and then we did it and formatted it just like that, and it's got like 2,000 views, and it just sits alone by itself on that channel. So we're kind of resurrecting that through the with the podcast. I think we did a Laugh Mountain podcast.
We did, to unveil the name.
Yeah, and it was on my old MacBook Pro, and then that MacBook Pro got taken away, basically. I left an agency I was working at, and then lost the laptop, so all the audio files were gone.
Yep.
So we lost that whole episode, which I think was a pretty good one. We did it downstairs in the kitchen, and I have no fucking clue what we talked about, but I don't know. That's the backstory of Laugh Mountain. That's what it's all about. Yep. So I think today it'd be really cool to kind of, I want to go through, we've got the computer over here, and I'll flash whatever we watch when we watch, but I want to go through some of our old like inspirations, videos from like early YouTube days and stuff, and kind of just watch old stuff that we haven't watched in a while.
Sure.
Do you have anything in mind you want to start off with, or?
Well, yeah. I mean, probably Lonely Island was Lonely probably Island. The first comedy YouTube that's classic. I ever
would you,
saw.
Would you think that's classic though? Well, maybe the
that made it mainstream. Sure.
What was the first one?
The Dick in a Box.
No.
Or Lazy Sunday.
Lazy Sunday. That was an old one, and I remember the way that one got on the internet. Somebody leaked it. Like they somehow leaked it before NBC released it, and so that's
I didn't even know.
NBC didn't even have their platform set up for YouTube yet. Like it was before. It's so common now to see all these networks on YouTube, but back in the day, it was just for the people, you know,
right?
Which is what it should be. But now it's corporate YouTube, corporate tube. So yeah, let's watch that one. That's a good one. Just the original Lazy Sunday. See if it tickles our fancy.
Sure, it tickles our fancy. This is one of my favorite ads.
Yeah, that was always my favorite thing about the original YouTube was the ads at the beginning of the video.
No.
Still good, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the... I love Chris Parnell. Funny thing about Chris Parnell... He's from the area I'm from. He's from a small city called Germantown, Tennessee. He went to Germantown High School and actually worked with one of his old high school buddies. I miss the old days of SNL. Good stuff. Yeah, so this probably isn't the original release date. It says 2013, which is way before that. But yeah, I remember hearing about how somebody that didn't own it released it.
Right.
And then that's when NBC was like, shit, there's some potential, because it was like shot up in a day, right. You know, millions of views. Because that was in the early days where YouTube was really about people putting their own stuff out there.
Right.
Like, it was, that was the intention behind it. But then all of this commercial potential came out of it. I want to go look at mail order comedy. That was one of the first sketch groups that I started watching on YouTube, which is now the Workaholics guys and Wonk Incorporated, who we've done some stuff with. I think I showed you this one earlier, but I want to watch it all the way through. It's one of my favorites. There's two of my favorites, actually, right by each other. The Dojo Bros, but then Theme Addict, which is absolutely hilarious. I think it was one of their best. Inspired me to do mockumentaries.
You know what's going on. Yeah, but for the camera.
Is that chair in your way?
Camera here.
What's up?
Is that chair in your way?
Basically, I'm trying to find the next local town of America, maybe the world. So why don't you do your job and go get the next local town in here?
Right. So cool how they already had their personalities like carved out.
Cool.
Damn.
Thanks.
I just want to say thank you.
Headphones go on the ears. Who reminds you of Adam Devine?
Sorry,
like in our circle.
We're gonna go ahead, right?
Sneed?
Ready when you are. Oh, almost, yeah. I feel like Sneed's more of a Durst, though.
I don't know, who do you think?
I would say you.
Really?
Yeah. You're like the star. You're the center.
Whatever happens to you.
I love that. I love the looking at the paper and just the cliche, and then the pushing up the knobs. I think they use that over and over.
Come back in and get a second shot.
Really?
Yeah. Wait on some.
I'm gonna get up and hit fix the camera.
Okay. That was one thing.
See, I feel like
gay whack.
That is, and that's what I'm saying. We do a lot of similar stuff like that. Like the names and stuff.
I'm so ready right now.
Oh God! It's gonna be a cokehead.
Yeah.
Of
course. Hey, what's up? All right, let's do this.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Another edition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find.
Yes! Woo! Carla! It's a dip! It's a dip!
With the master!
I'm so good, Carl! I'm so good, Carl!
His cries, man. What's crazy is like... See, there, yeah. The way they edit... is very similar to the way I used to edit. I don't know if you've seen like the old... The cake attic thing that I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But... But it was that same premise of like taking something so mundane and like making it
oh god
so over dramatic.
Just got done doing that Denver the Last Dinosaur song.
Denver the Last
Snake.
You know what? You don't need to warm up. I know that.
That's right, because you're hot, baby.
Fuck you,
Dad. Yes. Did they get the girl?
Oh my god, yes. So dramatic.
Go in there and look at him. I'm mixing this. I'm going in there. Man, hold on. Jesus Christ. Andy?
Oh man. That's good. So, that's just amazing, man. How yeah.
Very good.
Aged that is. I think this came out in like 07, yeah. And it still cracks me up, man. Them, and then there was Bratz and Beretta, which I showed you earlier.
Yep.
They were a big influence for me. And it's really hard to remember anybody else. Like, I really, those two groups were, oh, you know who else? Donald Glover's group. The ones that did, hold on, Blowjob Girl, remember that one? You ever seen Blowjob Girl?
Yeah, I think so.
It's got the girl from The Office.
Oh, yes, yes, I know what you're talking about.
You've seen this, right?
Yeah, she's like, you want me to put it in your hands?
Yeah, yeah. Like, make it like sand.
So good.
I had an ex-girl, actually the first girl, the girl I lost my virginity to.
Ew.
TV Land. Looks exactly like her. I'll have to show you a picture.
Really?
They look exactly the same. It's weird when I watch this. And the thing is the girl was really funny, too. Like, yeah. She had a really good sense of humor. And so, when I watch this, it's like I'm watching my ex.
How much teeth
do you like?
No teeth? How about like a few slow chomps?
No chomps. Like a light grazing with my teeth? Stupid. Stupid
good.
You are so kinky.
Wait,
what are you doing? How dry do you want it?
Oh, okay.
Not dry. I'm gonna make it so dry for you. No, that's the opposite of what is good. I'm gonna make my tongue like sandpaper.
Okay, I'm trying to remember. It's the Mystery Hour. Is it the Mystery Hour? What was their old? I'm drawing a blank now. Derek Comedy? Is it Derek Comedy?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it's Derek Comedy. They had the Spelling Bee one, which was... Did you see the Spelling Bee one?
I might have. I'm not sure, though.
Oh, see, this is before... This is so good, right here. They had so many good ones.
Logorrhea. Logorrhea.
And you can tell either they were inspired by mail order comedy, because, like, all... If you look at all the old videos back in the day, everybody had their website in the bottom of the video.
Right.
Very similar. Correct.
I have seen this.
Okay,
yeah, I remember this. Fourth round
of the Let's watch a little bit of it for nostalgic purposes. I'd just like to say that all of our contestants have shown an amazing amount of drive and perseverance. And no matter what happens, you're all winners.
And now on to the fifth round. Donald Glover's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Next contestant. Your word. Is nigger faggot.
Oh my god.
You could never do that now.
Yeah. Nigger faggot.
Oh my god.
Can I get a definition?
That just that subtle turning of the page, man.
The definition is nigger faggot.
Can I get the country of origin?
Of course. Originating from the Greco-Roman nigger and the Latin-based faggot. Nigger faggot.
Can you use the word in a sentence?
Oh my gosh.
Nigger faggot. Get that nigger faggot out of here. Nigger faggot.
Oh man.
That's good.
Nigger faggot.
That's good.
Ken? I can't do this.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect. You're disqualified. Next contestant?
He was good. What's that guy's name? Do you remember him?
Your word.
AJ or something like that.
He had also nigger faggot.
Can I have a synonym?
Of course. Pineapple.
Really?
No, not really. I don't know.
May I have the word in its original pronunciation?
This is good.
Nigga faggot.
Nigger faggot. N-I-G-G-E-R. I cannot do this. This
I'm
is
sorry,
horrible.
I'm
this
sorry,
is
that
horrible.
Is incorrect. You are disqualified. I'm sorry. Next contestant. You are the last one standing. In the world of written word, there is no higher than...
Nigger faggot. N-I-G-G-E-R-F-A-G-G-O-T. Nigger faggot.
That is correct.
Heard what you said.
So good.
Oh man, good times.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Whew. So I guess this is the we're gonna take a break, folks. But we'll be back for the second half of Laugh Comedy Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed what you've seen so far, because most of it's been content from 10 years ago from other creators. But whatever. We'll be back to comment on what you just watched, and who knows what else.
Who knows what the future will bring?
Future is death. All right, let's take a break. Then we can come back. That way, think about what we got. And then, stop. All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Laugh Mountain Comedy Podcast, episode 1. Technically episode 2, maybe 4. We don't know how many we've done. Here again with me, Marshall, my lovely co-host, Robbie Masio. He's looking up some content for a segment after.
Here we go.
This segment. So this is the segment that I'm going to call follow-up from the last segment. This is the follow-up segment of the previous segment section.
So here is something...
No. This is not the news part. We'll do the news after we...
Do you want me to show the DD Mega Doo?
Yeah, after. That's the news. That's the
so we're doing that after.
This is the not the news section. Okay. So now we're in the follow-up of the last section, follow-up section. This is called the follow-up of the last follow-up section.
Yeah.
With Marshall and Rob.
Part 2.
Part from the first episode.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, the last one we saw was the Spelling Bee with Derek Comedy, and then we saw... what was it?
Lazy Sunday.
Yeah, we saw Lazy Sunday, and then Mellor Comedy with what was it called? Theme Addict.
Theme Addict. Yeah.
So of the three, what would you say is the funniest?
It's tough. I like them all. Lonely Island's really, really funny.
Yeah.
Again, only because that's what introduced me to the YouTube
really?
Kind of comedy realm.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Once I kind of saw a bunch of
that. I was a nerd, man. I was on there like as soon as YouTube came out.
Yeah.
I was using shit before YouTube even existed, though, to share videos and
did
shit.
Did you create YouTube?
No. Me and my brother actually tried to create something similar to it, though.
Facebook or MySpace.
No, we had a bunch of different ventures, but none of them panned out because Facebook just had that audience, man.
Yes, it did.
So you would say Lonely Island just because of the fact that it was like nostalgic and it kind of pulled you in. Because I'm...
The mail order is funny because that I think our stuff kind of measured up of all of them, the Lonely Island, for the serious tone to it, but they were being funny.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to the mail order, it's kind of that mockumentary feel, which I feel like we do quite well.
But which one is the funniest in your opinion?
I think of those three, it's the mail order. Because really? It's just so ridiculous.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say Lazy Sunday.
So I liked Lazy Sunday, but like Dick in a Box.
Which one
like
has aged the best? That's what I'm saying. Did you know how comedy
that's
ages?
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I
don't know. That's a tough one.
I really think it was mail order comedy. And I would say second. Well, see, the thing is I think Lazy Sunday got so big that I have this theory about comedians and any content in general. The more it gets played out, the more you see it. It's any kind of media that you consume. The more you see it, it dulls your brain, you know, to it.
Will Ferrell. Two words.
Yeah,
Will
Ferrell. Well, Will Ferrell is, you know, that's
he's a megastar, but all of his movies just give me a headache. I can't watch it.
It's the same thing. And I love, I love a lot of those classic comedians, but for more nostalgic purposes. Yeah. And it's just something that nobody can control, you know, to stay relevant in comedy. We don't even know how to get relevant. So who are we to judge? But just based on this, it's just trends. Yeah.
I just feel like that's.
I still think I think when you are obscure in a way, a lot of, like, for instance, mail order comedy is not obscure on our level. Like, we're obscure to the point where we have our Twitter has like 400 followers. That's our highest.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's major obscurity. Whereas they obviously hit it off, but it's really cool.
Did you want the fan off? I just noticed it was on.
Yeah, go ahead and turn it off if you don't mind. No. It's hissing a little bit. What I'm getting at is it still brings tears to my eyes, and it's still funny to me to that level where I can watch it. I've seen it a million times myself, but it's something that never got seen by millions and millions of people.
Sure.
Well, obviously it did. It got millions
now
of views.
It has,
but at one point it didn't. So I think that's what I'm trying to get at, is I think there's this oversaturation when you see somebody over and over. I don't want to name names because I don't want to talk bad about anybody, but you know what I'm talking about. The people that you see over and over and over, they're good for 5 years.
Just,
in general. Yeah. It's obviously Hollywood. So like, you know, a lot of the people that we grew up with, I don't really want to see movies with them anymore.
Right.
And it's nothing personal. I like to see stuff like, for example, like Chevy Chase is a great example.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at Chevy Chase versus like Bill Murray kind of stayed out of the spotlight, you know, after 2000, he canceled his agent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fired his agent and then got that number thing, which everybody knows now because of the documentary that came out.
Right.
Chevy Chase, on the other hand, just was trying so hard to stay relevant. And I think there's this, to me, you have to be able to know when it's time to step down from your pedestal. Like Michael Jordan did it perfectly. Like,
sure.
I know that's talking about sports, but it's a great example for anybody that Michael Jordan was on my mind every day for like 15 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was a huge Michael Jordan fan.
Oh yeah, sure.
Had his posters and everything. And when he left the first time, it was like, that was too soon.
You kind of
knew it, but then he came back and that kind of fading off into the sunset is like that perfect. He knew it's kind of like an old Western where the guy fades off into the sunset. I feel like a lot of comedians, they get so addicted and they just have to. And so Chevy Chase is like that type where he's like, he's having issues relating with people and he's having like conflicts with comedians because he's trying to do his old way, his old boy style with like Donald Glover, and Donald Glover's not having it. You know, like, I don't know if you heard about the stuff that happened between
the community
him
or whatever.
Yeah. And like, whether or not he's right or wrong, you can, for me, I can see it from both sides. Like I can see it from Donald Glover's side and I can also see it from Chevy Chase's side. He's just trying to be a comedian with Donald Glover, I think.
Sure.
But there's this point where you got to realize like it's time to let it go, you know.
Right.
And I think if I ever do make it, I want to know when it's time to stop, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I think that's something that's already on my mind as we build up our followers.
Yep.
But I don't know, what do you think?
I don't know. I think
do you think comedy?
I think for a lot of actors, it's just hard to stop taking those million-dollar paychecks to make these stupid movies.
That's true too. Like if you're getting the money, it's
right.
But it's you got to always stay. I think you always have to be able to come out of that outside your own life at any time to look at it from all perspectives.
Sure.
And people that are so in it and living in the moment so much, if you don't have the ability to do that and be objective about your own life, I feel like you end up. I there's somebody in particular that I want to say, but I won't say it because like I still respect him. Mm. Like Chevy Chase, I'm not afraid to like. I mean, I still respect Chevy Chase, but he's just a. It's a great example of somebody that won't like step down and let the new people come in. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I don't know. I just thought that's interesting to see those. Those are 10 or 11 years old.
Sure.
And they still, they're last generation and they're still funny to me.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. Anyways, let's move on to the, that's the end of the segment that followed up from the last segment section.
Right.
This is the next segment. This is the news. What's on the news section part of the podcast.
It's called News Up.
Well, we haven't really thought of a name, as you can tell. I'm stuttering horribly, but Rob's going to share a video. Just hold it up, and I'll find the video. But just hold it up to the mic so they can hear it. Let's watch it together.
Today to say their final goodbyes to this fallen Louisville police officer, D.D. Mega Doodoo.
D.D. Mega Doodoo.
Let's watch that one more time.
All right.
Hundreds gathered today to say their final goodbyes to this fallen Louisville police officer, D.D. Mega Doodoo. Hundreds gathered today to say their
final goodbyes. That's good.
That is good.
You know, I could see myself doing that. Because I can barely talk as it is.
Right.
And if I was, I love those glitches, those little glitches. But anyways, that's the show. I think we should wrap up.
Wrap it up.
So let's talk about our projects real quick. What do we have going on? We have about 15 episodes halfway sort of written for the second season of 60 Second Mocs. So stay tuned for that. We will be producing and publishing those very soon. Mm-hmm. And we
just did Chili's Part 2.
Yeah, well, you saw that earlier in the segment. We showed that video. Remember?
That's right.
Yeah. But we are at Chili's. We did discuss a potentially viable short film, longer than 20 minutes. So it's going to be a longer form than we've ever done. Potentially 30-page script, maybe even longer. So 30 minutes almost. Can we say what the title is? You want to go ahead?
Yeah. Anal Angels 8.
Okay.
No, it's called Beachheads.
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 We don't want to go into too much about it because I think we need to develop it more. But I think it's an idea from Rob, and I think my part of all of this is trying to figure out logistically whether or not we can create it. I think it's something we can do.
For sure.
Very small, zero budget.
I'll give it a quick, in like five words. Two guys have a great summer. Six.
Yeah, yeah.
Two guys have a great summer.
Yeah. It's deeper than that, but I think
that's the gist
it's something that is going to be fun to produce and something that's going to be fun to write.
Sure.
And we just, right now we're in the early stages of it, but we're projecting hopefully to start by May. So like we've got a lot
couple
of work.
Months. Yeah,
yeah, we're going to write it. Oh shit, that camera just popped off. So we're up here now.
Okay.
So let's end the show out there in that camera.
All
right. It's a great transition. All the transitions in the show have been great.
It's a great show.
But yeah, Beachheads is it going to be with a Z? You think Beachheads?
I thought that, but no.
I when I picture it for some reason, I know it's corny, but I really picture it that way. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's got a lot of potential. So we be on the lookout for behind the scenes footage of us producing that hopefully in May. It's going to be hot as fuck here in Jacksonville, but yeah, it will be fun. And
spend the summer at the beach.
Exactly. Yeah. And other than that, you know, we don't have any other plans at the moment.
So bye.
Yeah. Thanks for watching.
DD Mega Doodoo.
All right.
Good one.